247 Sports.
Hey, Kirby. I was just wondering, you know, from these first few weeks of college football being played on television, and I was wondering if you've talked to any of your colleagues or just from watching those games to kind of learn a few things, and what have you noticed that you could take into your season opener from these first few weeks about, I guess, the new atmosphere we're in with football?
I hadn't talked to many guys about it. I've definitely watched a lot of games. The first thing that pops out, and it usually does every year, the special teams, you know, the plays. It seemed like the first weekend there were a lot of return kicks for touchdowns, block kicks. So a lot of special teams games, plays that were major factors in games. We tried to highlight that and show it to our players. It does seem that there's probably more soft tissue injuries, meaning guys are pulling things and getting injured. So your depth is, of course, your depth's a factor all the time with COVID and the pandemic going on. But it seems more prevalent that you're going to have to play more players because the conditioning level may or may not be there. I do think we're fortunate that we haven't had to play in what would be considered the hot part of the year, like it usually happens early in the season. It seems a little cooler, so that part's helpful, the conditioning factor. But that's the biggest changes to me, is I think without spring practice, you've got more errors and more mistakes that can expose if you're not prepared.
Do you think the like 3-week delay for the SEC and the elongated practice time, less contact and everything, has allowed you guys to be able to maybe be more in shape than some of those teams that started play 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, that's probably a good point. You know, I haven't thought about it that way, but there's probably some merit to that, you know, sometimes sloppiness is because you're not prepared or you're not ready and you haven't had time to do that stuff. So, of course, they started earlier than we did. We started later than they did, and we kind of all kind of had the same practice buildup. But I know the mini camp was helpful for us in terms of getting our guys more prepared to play. And I certainly think the luxury they gave us of spreading the practice out over a larger number of days has allowed us to stay more healthy than in the past.
Thanks, Coach.
This is Tom Murphy, Dark Sun Democrat.
Hey, Kirby, when you look at Kendall Briles' offense, I'm wondering what strikes you. And then if you could talk about Arkansas personnel a little bit. You've already prepared for Felipe, obviously, and then what you think of Rakeem Boyd in the line.
Yeah, but Rakeem Boyd's as good as there is in the SEC. I mean, this guy he's proven that he's a really good runner, physical runner, intelligent, smart, sees the field. And any offensive line coached by a coach like Sam Pittman's going to be a great offensive line unit. And what they were able to do in a really tough run league, our league last year was as tough against the run as there is, and he put up really good numbers. So he does a great job with that. As far as Coach Briles, you know, I've always had respect and watched everywhere he's been as an offensive-minded coach. He creates a lot of issues. It's like constant pressure because there's never a breather. You know, it's they talk about it being warp speed, but it's that constant pressure of, number one, balls vertical down the field, spacing of the field, making you play the full 53 yards, and the tempo with which they do it. It's just tough to defend, especially when you talk to other people that have had to defend it.
And then when you look at what Sam and Heron did at Arkansas, obviously the team's got a pretty good SEC losing streak. What comes into play in building in the SEC, particularly to challenge in the West?
I mean, I think it starts with the belief in the people in the organization and the belief in each other. I mean, it always starts with that. It starts with a core foundation in your weight room, a belief that you're going to compete, you're going to get better. You know, every game's different. I mean, it's not like, you know, everybody wants to go out and win every game, but when you're building a program, you're trying to build the trust, faith, and confidence in the organization and the people in the organization that you're going to get better. And each step you take is a better opportunity. It's not a league for the faint of heart. I can promise you that because it's a tough physical league.
Thank you,
Jeremy. This is Mike Griffith of AJC Dog Nation.
Yeah, Coach, a couple years ago at Dustin, I think you talked about kind of the state of the world we're in with players wanting to play right away, particularly the quarterback position. I know a lot of the legislation's been put off a year because of COVID-19, but are you in favor of the one-time transfer? And what are just some of your thoughts about the nature?
nature of college football and the ability of players to transfer and program from one to another?
Well, I think it's very important. Anytime you look at it, you got to look at it from the 3,000 feet above and see the landscape of things and what's going on with everybody in the country. I mean, I'm certainly one that thinks if a kid has a better opportunity to go play somewhere else and that's their choice, we want to support that young man. You know, in the SEC, there's rules that are in place about going from one school to another that I'm not really in control of. That's not my decision. That's not my rule. There's rules that were voted on among the ADs and presidents and the commissioner. He has to uphold those, and those are their decisions. That's not a decision that we get to make as coaches. But anytime a kid gets an opportunity to go play somewhere else and it gives him a better opportunity to play, there's been many guys that we've had that we've supported that have gone on to play other places. And that's usually a decision that each guy reaches from an individual basis. But within conference, it's not something that has been a decision for us to make.
Coach, I'll finish you off with Bob Hope, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Kirby, how you doing? Sam spoke very highly of your defense the other day. What do you like about your defense? What makes you guys so good on that side of the ball?
Well, I don't know that we've been tested this year, so, I mean, to say that we're so good, I think that's still up for debate. We have to go out and actually play well, and this defense has not done that yet. So I certainly think that we have some good returning players that have worked really hard, and they're excited. And what I've enjoyed is their work ethic each day and not a level of entitlement that I've sometimes been around with some defenses, and these guys haven't been that way. They've embraced the challenge, and they've embraced the grind, but they still got to put the performance on the field.
Is Daniels, has he been medically cleared yet with his knee about playing?
I couldn't understand you.
I'm sorry. Is Daniels, has he been medically cleared yet for the game?
No, JT has not been medically cleared yet. We're hopeful he's able to clear here in the next couple of days, and it's one of those things.